Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the Thursday show. It's Thursday, isn't it? Yes. Hopefully all of your day is starting off well and you're having some fun and enjoying life. And as I set up the show today, I was thinking about what are we going to talk about today? Because I never know who's going to call in or what you want to talk about. I do like to talk to dead people or ancestors. So whatever term you want to use, those in the non-physical world, those in heaven, family, friends, relatives, distant relatives, usually distant relatives that have passed, that are watching over. Excuse me, something stuck in my throat. Never eat nuts just before you go on a radio show, because they always want to get stuck in there and not want to block the speaking ability. So back to what I'm talking about. So we're going to talk to dead people. We're going to look at your past lives a little bit. But I wanted to focus on the word appreciation today. And I'll take some calls, and then we'll get into a little bit more about appreciation, what it is, define a little bit of the difference between appreciation and gratitude. There is a definite difference between the two words, believe it or not. Some people use them interchangeably, but there is a distinct difference between the two words and the meanings of the two words. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll get into an article about ways to show appreciation, or why it's valuable to you to show appreciation from a spiritual aspect. And then I have some other articles that are kind of interesting, kind of fun. Like, what was the one I was... Okay, one was 10 reasons to make a gratitude list, and I'll just morph that into a appreciation list. Then I have an article based on the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer and how to attract abundance. Ooh, abundance. Abundance could be a lot of different things, right? Healthy abundance, you know, being healthy, having money, having a lot of great relationships. So don't always put abundance as being money. It could be a lot of different things, depending on who you are and what your needs are. So let me take some calls. Then we'll talk about appreciation, gratitude, love, life, all that fun stuff that we'd like to talk about. Let's see, who's been holding the longest? Oh, pretty much the same. So I got a 256 and an 860 and a 631. Y'all came in about the same. Y'all came in, not from the South. Why do I say y'all? Okay. Really? And I'm not a y'all person. Hello.
Hello. How are you? My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Y'all. Are you a y'all person?
I am a y'all. I'm from
Alabama. Y'all person. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you say it correctly. I don't. I'm not from the South. I actually from North Detroit originally. So that's not anywhere near the South, right?
Right. You're exactly right.
So what's going on with you today?
Well, I noticed that your title was like messages from spirit, ancestors, there's
dead
a message
people,
from spirit or ancestor. I would love to hear it.
Dead people. You know,
yes,
I call them dead
yes.
people. It's a joke. It's not meant seriously. They're not dead. They're
no,
just
I
in a different form. Yeah.
Right.
That's an old takeoff on that movie, I See Dead People.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see. Okay. Let me tune in. Let me see if I can get somebody in your family line or related to you in some way. Maybe even an old neighbor that knew you. Father's side of the family is what I hear. Father's side of the family. Okay? I'm hearing the word great, like great-grandfather. So it's a masculine, you know, presence. It's on your father's side. Your great-grandfather, is he alive? I don't think so. Is he?
No, neither is my grandfather.
Right? No, it's great. I heard the word great. So it's not your grandfather.
Okay.
It's your great-grandfather.
Okay.
This is so cute. The words exactly, and I'll give you the words I get exactly. You are such a precious little thing. You know, You are a precious little thing. I mean, that's what I hear. So it's like, I'm just going to give you that. I'm going to try to flatter you. That's what I heard for you. You are a precious little thing. And they show me the picture of the bull, which means like taking the bull by the horns. So it's like you need to take the bull by the horns. Do you know what that means? An analogy means just it's a rustling down any problems you have in your life right now that you can rustle them to the ground.
Right.
And the next comment is that we are here to assist you, to give you the spiritual energy to do so. That's nice. Yeah, I don't know what you got going on in your life, but they're saying, hey, we're here for you. We're going to help you. We're going to give you the – I like the word spiritual energy. It's not other energy. It's spiritual. What do they mean by that? What does he mean by that? It's like a connection to the flow of God in your life to make all things possible.
Yes, that's exactly what I've been praying for.
Well, that's what you're getting.
Okay.
That's what they're telling you. Yeah, you're going to have that flow. You're just going to know. You just know what to do because you are in the embrace of God, the universe, God. Yeah, you have a nice relationship with Jesus, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. We're using these masculine, feminine terms, which we know that aren't really real, but in the sense of, he likes you. I mean, not that he doesn't like everybody, but he likes you.
Right.
And he likes to tease you at some level. It's almost like a teasing, playing with your nose kind of thing. I don't know whether it's kind of your nose ever itch. You ever feel your nose itching?
Yeah.
Well, that's Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds strange, but I'm really getting that energy around you that he likes to tease you. But it's also just a reminder, I'm with you. You know, it's that little signal, I'm with you. Don't ever forget that I'm not with you. So I'm going to tweak your nose from time to time so you will know that I am with you.
Okay.
That's lovely. So you'll never forget.
That is. Yes,
you'll never forget.
Is.
Anytime your nose twitches or itches or something like that, oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, I know you're here. I know you're around me. Okay?
Right.
So your problems will dissipate. Your problems will dissipate because you have the power and the connection to do so. You're a very faithful person, aren't you, for the most part?
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you. Keep going forward, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I have to admit, and when I first started doing this, and I've been a channel for all my life, really, but to talk to dead people is kind of relatively recent in my spiritual evolution, I guess you'd use that word, but these messages are absolutely beautiful. So I have a 860 and a 631. Ooh, you guys are really close. So hang in there. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm going to take the 860 and then my other friend here, 631, I'll be with you. Try not to make these too long. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Hi. And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Lisa, and I'm wondering I'm wondering if my parents or anyone in heaven can give me a tip on how to get my only child to come back to us. I haven't seen him in almost 3 years. He's with a woman who doesn't let him see any of his family.
Okay, it's a masculine energy that's trying to speak to you. And you're saying your father has passed, right?
Both of my parents, yes.
Yeah, that's your father. Because I get a masculine energy. So obviously it doesn't feel like it's connected to your father, but it is your father. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
This is not going to be like, oh, you need to talk to this lawyer or that lawyer, because the message I get really more is like, just pray for the outcome you want. And I know you do this, but just pray for the outcome you want. Our hearts are with you. We will open the door and open the heart to make it possible. Now, this is a prediction, and sometimes I shy away from predictions, but I do hear this anyway, and I'll give it to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That I hear that you will be spending Christmas with him, okay? Your son. It's your son, right?
Yes.
Christmas. You will spend Christmas with him this year, 2016, this year.
That would be glorious.
So you have to hold on. I mean, it might be sooner than that, but at least you know that I'm getting this energy around Christmas, and that's, you know, what, 5 months away? Yeah, just hold on to that energy. Hold on to that desire, because your non-physical, your father, your mother are working behind the scenes to soften the heart. Well, I'll give you this. Now, this is really, really tough language. But they're saying that you're dealing with a stubborn bitch. Is that right?
Forgive me.
No, I mean, that's what I got. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I'm hearing.
It's strikingly true. What woman takes a man, the only child, from his parents, his friends, and his family and isolates him?
Right. Self, totally consumed with her own greed. Ooh, that's not good. That's not our person. But you need to know that karma will bite her soon. Karma will bite her. And I won't get descriptive where karma's going to bite her, but karma will bite her.
I love you.
Okay?
Yes.
Now you'll get... Christmas, it feels for some reason, and I'm not just trying to make you feel good, but I heard Christmas, that you'll be together, okay? So just keep praying for that door will open up, and there will be a softening enough just to make that possible.
Oh,
got it?
Thank you. Yes, thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
If you truly believe something can happen, now that's the appreciation part, and we can talk about appreciation, but I have another call, so I'll take the call first. But about appreciation means that you appreciate the outcome. I really appreciate this outcome that I really want. I appreciate the outcome of being with my son. I appreciate that, which means you're putting it out to God, the universe. I call it source energy. You're putting out the source energy. This is the outcome I want. I really, but then you have to start appreciating your son. In this case, you have to appreciate. Why do you appreciate your son? And the more you appreciate your son, the more opportunities you get to appreciate your son. Well, let me take a call. But that just came through, so I just passed that one on. So, you know, it's hard sometimes when you appreciate somebody that's not around and you miss so much, but it just sends that energy out. It's like that magnetic energy of sending it out to source energy to bring that back into your life. Because I really appreciate it. Showing the universe, I appreciate this. Okay, let me take a call.
Hello? Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I was just wondering when you see a nice relationship coming in for me.
Okay, well, let me see if any of your ancestors have anything to say about love for you. Is your mother alive?
Yes.
Okay, so it's got to be... It's on your mother's side
grandmother?
Of the family. It could be a grandmother, but it's on your mother's side of the family, and it is a female energy because it feels female more than male. And okay, so what would she say to you? Just kind of see if we're on the same page here, because I'm getting this energy around it that your trail or your road to romance has been really rocky in the last few years, right?
Yes.
It has been very difficult to find a person who really gets you, correct?
Yes.
And then I get the butt word, but... There will be a heart opening up to you who gets who you are and sees, as at a partner sort of thing, sees that you can bring value to their life. Okay? Now, the predictions are kind of tough. You don't go out, do you go out for Halloween?
Not really.
Yeah, because I get by then you'll have somebody in your life. By then. Okay?
Do you know anything about them?
Other than you'll be totally attracted to the person and a mutual attraction.
Oh, really? Whoa, that's a start.
That's all you really need. Isn't that all you really need? If there's a mutual attraction, doesn't matter how big, how small, as soon as you see that person, you go, oh, yeah, I got to know this person, right?
Yeah, I know that feeling, but...
Well, that's what we're talking about here, okay? So I don't want to get into descriptions because descriptions can be really... you know, you start looking for something that's not there. You know what I mean? Got to look like this person. But they're saying no. She's saying no. Don't worry about descriptions. Don't worry about the physicality. Be focused on the heart. Be totally focused on the heart. That if your heart resonates with somebody, then you know it's been sent by God.
Okay.
Got it? Got it?
Now,
that's
to ask you a quick question. When do you see me getting a teacher aid job or something for September? Do you see me getting one?
August.
August?
Okay.
When are they going to interview? August?
I just get August. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. August, okay?
All right. Do you want to talk to my friend?
I got to move on, but yeah. So I got to move on. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Just know it's coming. Just know your heart will be satisfied. Okay? Bye. Talk to my friend. Talk to my little friend. Wasn't that a movie? Talk to my little friend. Al Pacino, right? Al Pacino, wasn't that Scarface or something like that? Talk to my little friend. Yes. Okay, so what are we doing here? What are we doing? Okay, so we're going to talk about appreciation. Anybody want to talk about appreciation? If anybody wants to call in, I always like to deal in people's past lives, but if some people, why would I want to talk about your past lives? Why would I want to talk about your past lives? If you're in the chat room, if you have a real name and a year and month of birth, I can get into your past life. I'll give you a past life, little past life reading, a quick one if you're into that, but I have to have a real first name. Avatars do not work. Now, why your past lives? Because it gives you a really good indicator of where you're at and what you're doing in this life and why your purpose is and what you're carrying forward and what you need to work on and what you're working on. And those crazy people that are in your life now, why they're in your life and what's your purpose, why are they in your life? You know, I have this friend who talks about soulmates all the time. Oh, I have this soulmate. I think he's my soulmate. But we're getting a divorce. I thought all along he was my soulmate. And I don't want to talk too much about soulmates, and I don't necessarily accept that the concept that there's only one and only soulmate in your life. No. The universe or God or source would never do that to you. Would only make it, there's one person, the only one person you can ever fall in love with, and that person lives in Outer Mongolia. Have fun with that, right? Okay, yeah, really, seriously. No, don't make it happen. You know, you live in the East Coast of the United States, and the only person that's ever going to be in your life is in Alaska, and you have to move there next week. No, the universe doesn't work that way. So there are many soulmates, many in your soul family. Some are romantic, okay? Some are partners, some are friends, some are teachers. Some are here to push your buttons. A good soulmate does that too. They push your buttons. They make you think. And you go, oh, I don't want to think. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. So that's why I do past lives. I love to do past lives because you get kind of all that information about somebody else and why they're in your life and what they're going to be doing in your life or where you're supposed to be right now and if you're on path or not. And then sometimes your fears. You get into fears a little bit and where they came from, like the fear of water, like you drowned in the South Pacific during World War II. And that's why you're afraid of water. Or why you can't fly because you were shot down in a plane over Vietnam. You know, things like that. All that kind of stuff. That's why I like to do past lives. If you're interested in that sort of thing, I am. I've been there. I've been to a couple of them. Visited some past lives. So let's talk about appreciation. a little bit. Let me get into the article. Now I'll come back if you want to talk to me and if you want to discuss any of this or you want a little bit more discussion with somebody who has passed in your family line, it might have some information for you. I like them because your ancestors will sometimes give you, let's say, what you need to hear that isn't always, you know, like soft and cuddly, you know, that little bit of kick in the butt sometimes, and that's what we need, right? We need to be told, you need to be doing this now, mister. So what are we doing? Okay, so we're going to talk about the law of appreciation, gratitude, and then I'll flip back, and if you want to talk about your past lives, if you're in the chat room, just put your real first name and your date of birth, and we can delve into a past life, or if you want to call and talk to an ancestor or get some messages from an ancestor or ask them questions. And not beyond that, I don't really channel them per se. They don't come in and, you know, take me over, but I just get messages, and my spirit guide, my teacher, my, let's say, gatekeeper allows certain people to come through, always very positive. So 10 reasons to make a gratitude list. Now I'll substitute the word appreciation there. Let me define the difference for you so you know what I mean by gratitude and appreciation. And I've studied this and listened to different people and read articles about the difference between the two words. I'll give you a couple examples of gratitude could be that I'm really hungry and I'm really grateful for this meal. Because I really need the nourishment. I really need this meal. I'm really hungry. Boy, I'm really grateful that I got through that situation in my life. I'm really grateful that I didn't get an accident or get a ticket. I was speeding, but I'm really grateful that I didn't get a ticket. So it's you're grateful for something that happened in your life, that you came through it, and you're feeling good about it. That's the kind of concept behind the word grateful. Now, the word appreciation really means, let's go back to that meal thing. Okay, the appreciation means I really appreciate this meal because it tastes so good. I love the presentation. I love the flavors. I love the smell. I love all the different tastes are in that meal. I really appreciate it. I'm grateful for those flowers because they made me feel a little better today, but I really appreciate those flowers, the beauty of those flowers, and how the arrangement was put together. So appreciation could be something that you have in your life, that you really appreciate it because it brings value to your life and makes you feel better. But also, you can appreciate things that you don't have because you know it's going to make you feel better to have those. You know it's going to advance your life in some way to have that person or those things in your life. Like money, I can appreciate money because money gives me freedom, right? I can appreciate a great relationship because it's good to have a great relationship. So let me go through this. So 10 reasons to make gratitude lists. One of my spiritual practices, whoever wrote this article, let me see, this is from beliefnet.com. And sometimes they don't give the specific author, and sometimes it's an editor with beliefnet.com, and maybe a little bit later into the article, I will actually find the person. Okay, one of my spiritual practices is to make regular gratitude lists. I aim for every day. Lately, I've gotten a couple of notes, both from strangers and friends, saying this jotting down of thanks helps them. So it is thankful. So appreciation is gratitude is thanking for things that happen in your life. It's certainly not news. People have been counting their blessings since the first breath, I imagine. Okay, let's move on. Let's go on to the next point, health. Okay. How could you reduce your stress and improve your overall health? So we appreciate good health. I'm grateful for the health I have, but I appreciate the idea that I'm going to feel healthier and healthier. I've had a battle of gout. It's been lingering, so I'm telling my body, I really appreciate the idea that I'm getting healing energy all the time to heal this situation. So I appreciate the healing that I'm receiving from source energy to heal this. It's making weird noises here. Hopefully I haven't lost you. Let me go back. Check on you guys because I heard a weird noise in the background, which sometimes means I get kicked off. No, I'm here. Okay, good. So, chat room people, what's going on? Any questions? Any comments? Any past life information you need? Anything at all? Okay. Are you having a good day? Are you having fun yet? I guess not. None. Okay, so let me go back to the article. You heard this weird noise like it was logging off, but I guess not. Good. Positivity. Looking at the positive trains your brain to see the good things. Okay. Looking at the positive trains your brain to see the good things as much as you do the not so good. Right. Isn't that kind of an interesting concept that if you appreciate the beauty in your life, you appreciate this, that you start to get into that belief system. If you're thinking in terms of appreciation all the time, you start to believe and appreciate things and you see more of them. The more you appreciate, the more you see things to appreciate in your life. You stop focusing on the negative. You stop focusing on the things you dislike by doing what Abraham Material would call a rant of appreciation. You start to see more and more things to appreciate and life feels better. When you're appreciating, because you're close to the energy of love, the love vibration and appreciation vibration or emotional sets are very close. So by appreciating, you're really showing love to whatever that is. And then you're going to start seeing more things to appreciate. And they'll start showing up. They'll start standing out in your life versus the negative that people see all the time. The more negative you focus on in your life and the world around you and, you know, the political system, the more you get to see of it, the more it shows up. It's the law of attraction. Okay, so start to appreciate the beauty in your life and those little things that feel good, and more of them will show up. It's law. It's the principle of the law. Okay, so moving right along. Okay, good. Good. I didn't get logged off. It would have done something really weird if I would have been logged off. So we'll move along more about appreciation. I think it's really important to appreciate things in your life. It really makes you feel better. You've had those bad days, grumpy days where, everything looks bad and you're going, I don't feel good today. You know, the world is against me. All the little things start to go wrong. That's a good time to stop. Clear yourself a little bit, maybe do a little meditation, and then think about the things that you do appreciate, the beauty in your life, the little things that you appreciate, right? That tree outside that gives you shade, why not, right? Okay, so let's go back to the article. Take your calls if you have some. Observation, you can see the genuinely positive elements in it, negative experiences without being in denial or Pollyannish. I think it's okay to be Pollyannish from time to time. It's okay. It's okay to see good in the world. And appreciation, gratitude, you see the good in the world. Positive elements, even in negative experiences, the silver lining in the clouds stuff. Yeah, you start to notice that. You don't focus on the negative and everything. You start to see that there is actually a very good reason why this happened. And it is a positive reason. It's not a negative reason. I know some are hard. Some situations are really difficult to focus on the positive. But you can pull out of pretty much any situation a little bit of things to appreciate, right? I'm alive. I survived. I'm alive. I can appreciate I'm still alive. At least, at the very least. Like attracts like. Now we're back to the law of attraction principles. Some say that like attracts like, which is a law. It's not just possibility. It is true. And when you see your life as genuinely good, more good will come to you. Now, I just kind of went over that a little bit more. This is one of the key points of appreciation. You get to see more things to appreciate. Life starts bringing you more to appreciate. It just starts to compound itself, like in multitudes, not just little tiny bits and pieces, but little, like it really grows quickly. So keeping that positive attitude, right? appreciate people who are more popular than complaining negative people. So it's about now this is a good point. Now, the way they stated that is a little confusing, but try to surround yourself with people that you appreciate who are positive. People who also appreciate, people who also look for the good, and versus people that are negative. Because negative people spew out negative thoughts, negative ideas, and they create doubt within you. They create negative attitudes within you. Do it. Surround yourself with people who appreciate. Appreciative people are more popular than complaining. What do you think? Are they? I think they are. Nobody wants to be around a Debbie Downer all day long. Ugh. You ever work with Debbie Downers or Billy Downers or whatever you call them? People who are just always negative about everything. I have some friends that have a tendency to be a little negative. And after a while, it really just sucks the energy out of you, doesn't it? Oh, I see I have a caller. Ooh, how fun is that? So you know what theme we're on today about talking to dead people and perhaps your past lives and about appreciation. Appreciation is a good thing. It really is. I talk about it every once in a while because I think it's one of the key spiritual elements of living a good life is to really appreciate. Okay, taking a call. Hello out there.
Hello.
Wherever you may be. Yes, hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Teresa.
Okay. Teresa.
Teresa.
So how are you today? So what do you appreciate in your life? What's one thing you appreciate?
Peace and calm.
Okay. Peace and calm. Okay. So you go through life trying to be peace and trying to be in a peaceful state, right?
Yeah, it don't work, but I try. Yes.
Well, you know, back to that point I made. You sometimes have to surround yourself with peaceful people to be peaceful. Mm-hmm. If you're around people who are agitated and complaining all the time, it's hard to be peaceful, right?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So you just lost all your friends. Bye, everybody. Go away now. I'm kidding. Okay. So what's going on with you today?
Can you bring through a guy named Kevin?
Guy named Kevin. When did Kevin pass? How is he related to you? I'm trying to get some more energy. You pick up the energy.
He's one of my husbands.
One of your husbands. Ah. Well, you make it sound like there's a lot of them. Like, my God, there's a whole flock of those folks out there. Ready. No, Kevin,
one
you were married
husband.
To Kevin. What of your husbands? You were married to Kevin.
Yes, in the spirit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's see what I say. I get the word kiddo. Okay, kiddo. You know what I mean by that? Kiddo,
yeah.
Why are you taking yourself so seriously now? I mean, that's what I'm not hearing.
Because because of the people around me, they're just irritating. And so I can't be who I am. Now, I am taking measures to get away from them, but right now, because they're so adamant trying to make hell in my life,
your life is very serious right now because you're dealing with very difficult people. So what else does he have to say to you? Let's see what he has to say, anything about doing that or getting rid of them. You know, this is kind of weird. And I'm trying to get a clear message. It's a little garbled, but it's basically from that he still cares about you. He really loves you still. Now, there's a lot of love there towards you. There's a lot of love, okay? There's a lot of love in the sense that he wants you to be in a good place, in a very good place in your life. There's a lot of energy from the non-physical world to get you into a good place where you're not dealing with this stuff anymore. So there's a lot of – I get the word – and this is really a weird word here. It's poisoning, which means in a sense it's like they're giving them some kind of spiritual whatever, like so that they will ignore
it. Is. Yes.
So the
or,
but also that's, so that they will ignore you. So they will ignore you. They will be given the energy to ignore you, which is a good thing. You want to be ignored by these people, don't you? You want them just to not bother with you, right?
Yeah, to go away, they're just like there. They just need to be in my face 24/7. It doesn't make no sense.
They'll go away. What you what you're getting assistance from the spirit world, from your from Kevin and others. There's a great grandmother that's kind of involved in this whole process too. She's kind of funny. She's saying that we're gonna give them a little like a. Let's don't mess with her drug. It's like a spirit drug. It's like an energy of touching their hearts to say, don't mess with her anymore. She's okay. Leave her alone. Just we got other things. It's like pointing them in a different direction to pick on somebody else. Okay?
Okay. Well, see, I don't want nobody else to go through what I went through.
Well, but
they,
I
get the point.
They gotta leave you alone. Okay?
Right.
They gotta leave you alone. They will. They will.
Okay.
You have guidance from the non-physical world to do
okay.
that. Got it? Okay, take care.
All right, thank
I know.
You. Bye.
Welcome. Bye. Wow, that was, the love part of that was pretty amazing when I got that message about loving you still. That was really strong. I mean, I could feel that energy really strong. The other part was kind of a little off. It was something about I couldn't get the exact right words to describe what they want to do for her. But it was like, I guess you would use the word poisoning their hearts from a spiritual place, which I know it sounds kind of weird, but like so that they would be turned off from her and no bother with her anymore. That's the kind of the weird message, but yeah. Oh, we have a past life reading. Okay. You've been holding for a minute. So 1956. So when did you die in your last? I'll give you a quick one. Okay, let's see what I get quick. When did you die in your last lifetime? I'm getting the 1920s. The 1920s. Okay. And let me try to narrow this down a little bit. 1920s, around, I see 25, 26. Female, you were a female, 20s. Where did you live? I give you strong energy around Ireland. Ireland comes in really strong. Okay? And I get the word nurse. I think I know this person, but that's okay. Let's just keep going with what I get. And if it resonates, if good. If it doesn't. Ireland, 1920s, nurse, caring for people, died in your 40s, sick because of whatever disease there was, that plague or something. Like it feels like a chest thing. It feels like pneumonia or something like that. I guess there was a really bad flu around that time frame that affected a lot of people. I don't know what you call it. But, yeah, so you did a lot of good for people. You were a nurse in Ireland. You died. You died helping people. It does feel like a chest sort of thing, the energy I get around it. So what do you get from that lifetime? What is it? The words I hear exactly is, okay, so what do you need to leave behind? I guess that's even a better way of doing it. And I have another caller, so I won't take too much more time with this. What message or what do you need to leave behind from that lifetime? It was all good. There's nothing to, leave behind, there's something that negative that you need not to focus on now that happened. That was a good life, in a sense. Even though it was short, it was a very good life. You did a lot of good. If nothing more than carry forward into this life is just a continuation of doing really good for people. That life will be a lot longer in this lifetime because you need to carry forward that energy of assisting others. Okay, that's exactly what I get. Sometimes when I know somebody a little bit, it's harder to do that, but that's what I get. So I'm going to leave it there. I got to take a call. So, yeah, you're here to continue on the doing of good. and not to be as lonely as you were in that lifetime. Not to be as lonely. You were isolated and lonely and helping people. Now, that's a really strong energy I get around the loneliness. There was a lot of loneliness in that lifetime because you were assisting others. You didn't have enough time for yourself. And I don't even know if you were married. You may have been, but you didn't spend a lot of time with family because you were so busy helping others that you were, in a sense, very lonely. So this lifetime is not, it's about not being lonely. I don't know if that affects you or means anything to you, but that's what I get. Okay, so let me take a call because I'm running out of time here. You've been holding a while. Oops, are you going to go on? Hello?
Hi, George.
Hello?
Hi.
And whom am I speaking to?
Tanika.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Tanika.
Tanika. So what's going on? We got only a couple minutes, so I don't have got to jump right into what's going on with you and why you called.
All right. I just want to know if you could talk to me about love life, if you see me reconnecting and having anything
okay.
with someone from other.
Okay. Well, let me see what one of your ancestors, because this is not me. I'm not doing this kind of what you would call in the typical psychic way. It's more about somebody who is a non-physical world. It's related to you, and it's on your mother's side of the family. It's a great aunt. It's an aunt kind of energy. It's not a mother, grandmother kind of energy. So great aunt or something like that. Somebody was related to you on your mother, related to a male member of your mother's side of the family. Okay, blah blah blah. Okay, we'll just leave it at that real quick because I don't want to get to delve. So will you reconnect with somebody that you want to reconnect with? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Not in the foreseeable future. Not in the near future. That's what I hear. Not in the near future. There is a recoupling at some point, but you have your own personal issues to work through before you're prepared for the recoupling. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, in the near future, not the next few months. Now, it may not even be this year, but it's there's a recoupling, but you have to work through your stuff first to get there. And I don't know what that means, and if that means anything to you, good. But it's about, yeah. Working through it, okay?
Okay.
There is a lot of love there at some level, isn't there? It's very
yeah.
buried. It's very deep, but it's buried. It doesn't allow itself to surface from the other person. It's like the love is there, but it's hidden. It's very deep, okay? And it feels like at some point that will come out again. That will, but it's going to take a while, okay? Got it?
All right.
Yeah.
I guess okay. Someone can live with
be patient.
That. Right.
Just work on you. Just work on you right now. Just work on you. That's the message I get. Work on you.
Okay, I am. Do you see anything for myself? Okay.
I'm sorry. That's about all the time I have right now.
I'll call you
Take
tomorrow.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm. Did I say thank you? I meant thank you, didn't I? Okay, real quick. Got about a minute and a half. Any other reasons for gratitude or appreciation or any of that? Hopefulness. You can shift your mood from hopeless to hopeful. That's a good point. When you appreciate things, it moves you into a different energy field of, yeah, I can see that. I can feel appreciate that. It feels good to have that. I can start to be hopeful. I can move up the energy ladder to hopeful by appreciation, because appreciation will pull you up, much like love will pull you up. That emotional gets you out of fear, it gets you out of doubt, it moves you into hope. So hopefulness, being hopeful that yes, I appreciate this. I just have this feeling it's going to happen for me. I just got this feeling. Okay. Well, I will not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is kind of a play day in some ways, I guess you would put it that way. I got some things I have to do. I got to do some cleaning too. Yuck. You know, feeling better, got to clean, right? How fun is that? It's been fun. I love you guys. I really do appreciate all of you calling in. Appreciate those in the chat room. And we will talk soon. I'll be back on Monday. And as I mentioned, well, we won't go there. We'll leave that one. We'll talk a little bit more about some of my side adventures that I'm doing that I'll introduce a little bit more to you about and next week. Well, have a beautiful rest of your day. Have some fun. Do something very, very, very special for yourself today. Bye now.